time for another Castle Country Focus update. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Nick Tatton with Price City. Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for having me out to the studio.
Anytime you want to come out here, we can just come out here and mess around.
I'll tell you what, you guys have fun out here and the coffee's always on, so I may show up more than you care.
That's all right. Okay, we want to talk a little bit about, you've got some information for people. We got a Cold Country Strike Team. Let's talk about that really quick.
Okay, what a great thing, a great opportunity for our area. There's been a little bit of information out in the community, but the Utah Cold Country Strike Team is the brainchild of Natalie Gochner at the University of Utah Public Policy Institute. And they were looking for a project to help an area, and Natalie and I happened to know each other, and so we came up with a project for this area, and she took it and ran with it. And the project's on its way to potentially $1 million or more dollars of private, as well as even some additional state or federal funding to help with transition of the economy in our area. And the concept is that coal and power plants aren't going to last forever, and we need to do something now to make sure we have a great community for ourselves, for our kids and our grandkids, to stay in the community. And what a wonderful experience. The top-notch people, we have the full backing of the University of Utah, and they've partnered also with Utah State University. So the two major public research institutions are on board with this, and they're going to help prepare a transition plan. They have four areas of emphasis that they want to work on for the community. One is what they've called Red Rock Gateway, which is an effort to enhance and promote the area as destination tourism rather than pass-through. And a lot of opportunity there to do some recreation infrastructure planning and construction and investment. Another is Silicon Slopes East, to open up a branch of Silicon Slopes and that association and effort in this area. The effort has already started with a solicitation of students for some technology boot camps and get that going. They're going to provide scholarships. Working on another effort with that called Hearth and Home, which is a way to help improve the quality and quantity of the existing housing stock, noting that, you know, Price and Helper and Castledale in this area have a lot of older homes that need a little touch-up and a little TLC and some improvement and to help out there. And then the last one is customized incentives. You know, incentives aren't one-size-fits-all, and so they're going to help identify custom incentives that help existing businesses grow and prosper here and encourage new businesses to move into the area and keep us viable for the rest of our existence, we hope.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
At least for mine and your existence.
That was a lot of talking, so a lot of fun stuff.
That's okay. And that sounds like all good stuff.
Yeah, and we need to give a shout-out again to Natalie Gochner from the University of Utah Policy Institute, and Mayor Corianis was very instrumental in this and did a great job helping present the proposals, and our area is on its way as one of the finalists for $1 million in private funding, as well as all those other matched state and federal sources.
So when will they make the final recommendations on this?
We should know by about the end of June.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe some fun stuff coming our way.
And the University of Utah is committed to do it whether we have the funding or not, help with all the planning and the research. And it's the top state economic specialists and demographers, and they're working hard on this. So.
Very good. Now, you touched on something in your talk there about the Coal Strike Force is about the Hearth to Home. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning, we were talking a little bit off the cuff about there are a lot of buildings in the area that, you know, people maybe want to do something with. What do they need to do if they want to do something with those buildings?
Sure. We're starting to see some interest in our area. And there's, you know, a lot of buildings and a lot of facilities, a lot of property available in the area that folks in the economic environment know about. And maybe they're listed with a realtor, but there's a lot that people may have available that nobody really knows that property or that facility is available. And so I would just encourage anybody in the community that has buildings, facilities, property that they'd like to put on the list as something that might be available to help grow and expand businesses and show off to people when they're interested, that just get a hold of Carbon County Economic Development or myself at Price City, and we can certainly add that to our knowledge base of facilities, properties, who owns things, and try to help promote our area.
Because, you know, when you go down on Main Street, there's buildings there that there's stuff going on in.
Yeah.
That have sat empty for a little while that are starting to, you know, you're starting to see a little bit of interest in people doing things in them. So this is a great thing.
Yeah, and not even just in the downtowns. If you have property or buildings that are in outside of the township areas and the cities out in the unincorporated area, yeah, just let us know. We know about a lot of them, and depending on needs and stuff, some buildings are big enough or small enough, but let us know what's out there, and we're happy to help try to use it to promote our area.
And just another way that you guys are helping to get the word out there. And
sure.
And you know what? Your government is there for you.
That's right.
City government, county government, state government, it's there for you. You guys, you're the machine that makes it run, so any more information that you can get from these guys, any information that you have, or and vice versa, go to it.
Yeah, and we encourage everybody to be involved in your cities, in your counties, school district. Be involved in your community and help out. We all got to get together and make this community great for the future.
Just know what's going on.
Exactly.
That's all there is. All right, Nick, thanks for stopping in this morning. You know, like we said, anytime you want to come by, we'll have the pot of coffee on and we'll just sit and have
a
chat.
All right, that's a deal. Thanks for having me out.
Absolutely. That's Nick Tatton with Price City. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.